All right, good evening. I'll call the meeting to order, the special meeting of June 26, 2018 of the Los Olivos Community Services District. Call to order at 6:02. Starting with roll call, Director O'Neill.
Here.
Director Kennedy.
Here.
Director Palmer is here. Director Fayram is absent, as well as Director Army. All right, will you stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Public comments. No members of the public are here to address anything that is not on the agenda. So we'll move on to item 5, action calendar A, legal services agreement, review and action on proposed interim general counsel agreement for legal services provided by Aylshire and Winder. Okay.
Do you need a motion for the action agenda, or do we just write
sure.
into I'll make a motion to approve the action agenda.
I'll second it.
All right, there's a first and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Okay. So then we'll move into considering the action agenda, and the first item is A, the legal services agreement. So you all received with your agenda a copy of the proposed contract services agreement for interim general counsel legal services for the Los Olivos Community Services District. We all had the opportunity to talk with the proposed interim general counsel, Russ Trindle, last week. So unless there are substantive issues, I'd be looking for a motion. And then we can have a motion and then enter into discussion.
I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Ainsley and
Aylshire. It's okay, I found it.
And Winder for legal services for the Community Services District.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, there's been a first and second. Is there any discussion? Questions?
Questions rates. What was the going rate for long-term, not to short-term?
Well, it said if you saw that they would increase the hourly by $10 an hour, I believe it was.
That's right.
Completely awesome. Okay?
I know.
I'll just point out that when I went back to the Isla Vista, and the contract they gave them back in 2016, exact same contract, exact same rates. So they didn't even raise the rates, at least for us. I mean, in other words, it's the same thing
rate
2 years ago. Rates as 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's a very...
I'm missing something, because I went through that, and it's obviously, to all of our surprises, a little bit too good to be true.
Right, well, I think...
But it's great. I'm all for
right.
it.
Right, and again, this is an interim contract that gets us through December 31st, 2018.
But the rate only goes up.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, then if you looked also at the rate, too, I mean, clearly, considerable revenue for them comes is when we do a bond measure or some sort of other assessment, anything that we got to put on the ballot, which we know we're going to have to do at the point when we've got a solution. And they'll write the ballot measure and shepherd that through, and that was a considerable revenue.
That's what I'm missing. That's the revenue.
That's the percentage of the actual bond amount.
Right.
But if you look at the percentage, that's what anybody's going to do, and it's a fair amount.
It is a fair amount.
Based on what I've seen. So again, that's something.
That's probably what I was missing.
That's something that we would look at, though. Again, if this gets us through December 2018, and I think now that we're having this conversation, the one thing I would look at for what we renegotiate if we extend is, it says it can be terminated at any time. It doesn't talk about renegotiating. So I think that's something we can talk with Ross about between, if we move forward with this, we can talk about between now and the end of the year and figure out how we may or may not want to address that.
There's terms in there for renegotiating. I mean, basically we would enter it. And the period of performance is only through December of 18. So
right.
At that point, it's
right. 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 So I feel very comfortable and confident. I know rate wise it is almost too good to be true, but it clearly they pick and choose their general counsel for public, you know, municipal entities. That's not their sole practice. So they balance that out with, I'll say, their litigation, their private litigation clients. So anyway,
that was question one. The discussion item on the other side is this Ross guy. I was extremely comfortable and impressed. I didn't have enough to deal with it, but comfortable of his knowledge and his communication skills with people like us.
Right.
It was pretty great. Pretty great. His
right.
willingness to drive up from Riverside was admirable. So I was all thumbs up after that night. I know I can't talk to you guys about that before we convene, but now I wanted to mention that at all on how you guys feel.
Absolutely. I mean, he clearly understands the realm, and I think especially while we're in startup mode, I think he'll be extraordinarily beneficial for us.
The other thing, in checking his references, whom I did speak to two or three, one of them, Ross had been their counsel now through three law firms. So meaning they retained Ross as an individual while he moved from he's made a couple of firm changes since they first started working together. He's been working with him for 10 years. So that was like for him, his first comment to me was, he's number one, a great person of character. Number two, he's been a great attorney for us. So that just from a character and ethical standpoint, that told me a lot. So anyway. I don't have any further questions or comments from my end.
Me neither.
Yeah, but how do we work with them as a board? Let's say I need something to review. How do we decide to incur that 4 or 5 hours of cost?
Well, that would. I think that's something we just process. We're getting ahead of the contract, but I think we can. Work that out with Tom and Ross. What's the best way to do it? It's like, how does your team work together? What's our best practice going to be? And I think we just figure that out. Like he said, he doesn't work for any one individual. We can't say, I can't pick up the phone and say, hey, it's Lisa Palmer, I want you to do this.
Right.
It has to be a directive from the board. And then, I suppose if the board said, okay, Director X is going to work with Ross on this, or will you please work with Ross on this specific issue, or be the point person
right.
for the board on this issue. That's how I would do it.
Right. For example, I think, as you're working on the general manager, I mean, at some point there will be a contract, and that would need to be reviewed. And so the contract would come before the board, and part of the discussion would most likely be something that would be include having a review by legal counsel. And so that's board action to...
Yeah, that you just nailed on that.
Like, yeah.
Okay, do I just send out an email to the board with all your information saying, here it is? Tom, what do you think? Should we have this reviewed by our legal counsel?
Yeah, yeah. And I also think you and Tom, as a subcommittee who's responsible for the GM, can work directly with Ross to review any, that's a staff subcommittee
right.
to counsel issue. It's, you just can't give him directives. You can seek advice, but you can't tell him you need to do this. So.
I'm sure everybody's happy.
Yeah, we'll work that out. But I think we can also look to him for helping us establish best practices.
And I'm sure if any of us step over the line, he'll call it out.
He already did.
Right.
With me, I can provide you information, but I can't provide you advice.
Oh, that's
I'm not your counsel. Well, he's right. Yeah.
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 Exactly, professional. And
yeah, so he'll help make sure we stay compliant. And
since we have a GM, we'll have a mechanism.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
If you could speak up just a little bit, so I can make sure that's picking you up. Please.
I'm done. Thank you.
All right. All right, is there any further discussion? Okay, so we've had our first and second and our discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the motion carries 3-0. All right, that is all that is on our agenda for discussion or action this evening. Get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 6:12 p.m.
I second that motion.
It's been a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Thank you all. Have a good evening.